Blog Talk Radio.
I wish there was a video game to teach you your ancestor name. I wish there was a phone number like 1-800-SAVE-YOUR-BROTHER. I'm thankful for the radio station, not afraid to put the truth in rotation. But there was certain information that you can only get in conversation with young people. Or talk to
old people.
It would make a shot.
Radio. I am your host, Suzlyn McDonald. I am coming to you from amazing, sunny, beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada. We have a little Christmas in the air, a little crisp. It's crisp, but we like it. We'd like to thank you for joining us at this time. If you'd like to call in, you can call us at area code 347-324-5730. Again, that number, 347-324-5730. Well, we have 27 minutes, but before we get started, we always have a little housekeeping to do to get you in preparation for an amazing time with us for the next 27 minutes. So I'll say this to you. Get you a cup of coffee, a hot tea, some water, whatever it's going to take for the next 26 minutes now for us to spend some time together. The other thing is go grab hold to a mirror. This is something that we've actually started so that we're able to see what we're talking about. Sometimes if we can hear what's going on and see our own responses to whatever the conversation is, we learn to keep that smile in our voice and also be able to see where we are at that time. Our show today is part four of our When God Says Move, He Means Move Now. One of the things that we've been talking about and our little tag starting for this one is I'm ready, 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 and then ready, set, go, and go now. I see my co-host is on, so I'm going to go ahead and click her in and say good morning to her. Again, if you'd like to call in, area code 347-324-5730. Good morning, my co-host, my friend, Lady Kathy Howard. I saw you on Facebook with an amazing kiss from your husband. Oh, my. When God says move, he moved, he moved. Good morning. All that kissing and hugging. I love it, I love it, I love it.
Good morning.
How are you this morning? Why are you laughing at
well.
Like that? Happy birthday to him. How was your birthday celebration?
My birthday, I'm sorry, say it again.
I said his birthday, but your celebration, I'm sure. How did it go?
Oh, yes, yes, that was his birthday. He snuck a kiss in. I was surprised at that one myself. When the photographer snapped the picture, he decided to pat one on me. So
I love it.
It ended up being very cute. My daughter snuck that on Facebook, and I was showing her the picture on my phone, and she says, oops, it accidentally got on Facebook. I said,
yes.
Give me my phone.
I love it. I absolutely love it.
Yeah.
So you had a good day on Sunday, and here it is Monday morning, and I know you have your sidekick at your hip somewhere. I don't hear her, but I know she's there.
Actually, yes. Yesterday we had two services. He had to preach at another had to preach at an afternoon service of one of our friends' birthday, a pastor in town. So she requested that he preach on her birthday on yesterday. So it was a long day, and, of course, you know, we go out to dinner afterwards. So we got home about, I don't know, 12, 1. But it was wonderful. They're really close. And
great.
The baby, I actually get a break today. Her mom had to take her to the doctor, so she's not attached to my hip. So I'll
oh, boy, you got a free hip
today?
A lot
of school work done. But no.
Okay.
Yeah, I got a free hip. I do have a free hip, but not free hands.
Well, here we go. We're right in what we're talking about in our show. When God says, move, move, and he means right now. Ready, set, go. I wanted to kind of get into our conversation we've been talking about, and that is about when God says move, to move. Otherwise, you're in the way of whatever he wants to do, whether it's a blessing for you or to get somebody out of your way, whatever it is. But bottom line being, when he says to move, to actually do that. And, you know, don't hesitate, because in the hesitation we were talking about how Lot's wife, you know, when God said move and he said don't look back, well, Lot said, let's go. He grabbed his family, let's go. And she decided, and because God said, don't look back, she looked back. And to today, she's right there as that pillar of salt. So let's kind of get into this conversation of when he tells us to move, why it's so important to make the move and make it now. Let's go. Let me hear what your point of view is on that.
Well, you know, one of the reasons why it's so important is to move when God say move, is that if you don't, then you're operating in disobedience. And
exactly. That
was one of the things, like you were saying, with Lot and Hip, they were disobedient. God told them to leave and don't look back, and his wife looked back and turned into a pillar of salt. So we don't want to operate out of disobedience when God says move and gives us instructions. We want to make sure that we fully carry out the instructions that we were given. Because disobedience is bad. It's worse than not moving at all. So,
yeah.
You know, it is, the Bible says it's just a sin of witchcraft. So, that is even worse than the disobedience itself. We always want to be in the perfect will of God. And if he says move and move now, and of course we're guilty of not saying that command, you know, at the onset. I know I am. I will ponder, ask God if he's sure. You mean right now? Okay, can I get back with you later? You know, I've learned through the things that I have suffered. When he says move, he means now.
Exactly. And it's not just the fact that he's saying to move, but the reason that he's saying that, I mean, you know, when he says move now, it's because, first of all, with the salt of the earth and the light of the world is what Jesus said. And the whole thing being salt is healing. When I think about, I'm talking about Lot's wife turning to a pillar of salt. I mean, she was in the process of being the healing salve, going into, you know, going out, leaving from everything that was going on when Lot was told to leave. And the value of light of salt is especially an ancient way to that you don't underestimate. You can purify food, you can store food, but hers became basically her curse. I mean, her curse of being that pillar has made such an impact. Of, you know, when people go to Israel and all of that, and when they go to the areas where you actually get to see where they walked in the steps of with Jesus, or when God gave a command, he gave us these things not just to do something. He wanted us to really be aware of what the difference could be. So when we move according to what he tells us to do, the things that are lacking in our lives, or the things in our lives that need to be dealt with. I mean, you never know. He's getting you out of the way of an action that may not have anything to do with you, or a situation where he's getting ready to make a change. And if you're in the way, you just get hit with whatever is coming, because that's what you've left yourself in the position of. So the main thing being, when we say God says move, he's basically getting you out of the way of whatever his judgment is, be it good or bad. It could be the good thing, his judgment, that he's going to bless you. Or he's saying, I'm getting ready to throw a bomb in Gilead, and baby, you better be out the way. Move it.
Mm-hmm.
Speak to that.
Yeah. Well, you know, like you said, it doesn't always have to be a bad thing. It could be
right.
a good thing that you missed out on.
Mm-hmm.
And as you also said, a lot of times when he says move, it's not for us. It's for somebody else. It could be in the way of somebody else's blessing. Or we could
exactly.
be in the way of somebody else's curse. So
mm-hmm.
Lot's wife wasn't only a curse, it actually ended up being her demise because, you know, a pillar of salt is death. And
right.
I know my husband was preaching about a month ago and God had told him to move to a different position.
Exactly.
And you know, he had been in that position. His time had, the season was out for the position that he's in, and he didn't want to move. And then God
mm-hmm.
began to really deal with him harshly. And he made that announcement on Sunday, as you remember. And he said,
mm-hmm.
God told me as long as I'm in this position that you guys can't move into the position that you're supposed to be in. So I'm
exactly. getting
out of the way. I'm not going to hinder you any longer. I'm moving. And
right.
I tell you what, ever since he made that announcement, it hasn't actually been fulfilled in the natural, but when God moves you to a position, it's already fulfilled in the heavenly. As a matter of fact, you're born into it. However,
mm-hmm.
you know, you haven't reached that plateau yet in your life. But since he's made that announcement, the church has gone to another level just by
mm-hmm.
him proclaiming that this is what God told him and this is what I'll be doing.
So obedient.
And so he did the
basically,
action. It just hasn't been affirmed yet.
Uh-huh. Well, you know what? One of the things that I was thinking about is when God says to move or to go, it's in your life you will become more than you can ever dream of. I mean, the good thing about it is when he asks you to move, he's not sending you alone. He's not sending you out
yeah.
by yourself. If it's not someone in the physical, it's because he's there. The other thing is because we get complacent and we like where we are, we're used to the movement, we know how to clap, we know how to pat the foot. But the struggles in when God said, the hardest thing is, the struggle is when God is telling you to do something. When God says to stay or to move, the instruction to go forward, that the learning, going into something new that you have no idea what it's all about, the uncertainty is the thing that causes people to stand still longer than you're supposed to. And then my question even to you is in that when God says move, are you available to God? That's my question. My question is, when God says to move on something, are you really keeping yourself available to God? Or are you so complacent or so relaxed in that position that you're in that you actually forget who you are and who you are? And in that movement or that not moving, you know, it's amazing because God has such amazing things in front of us. And he knows what we're going to be going through, and he knows that it's scary to let go of the things in front of you and move forward. But we have to remember that moving, he's moving us into a higher position, higher heights. And, yes, it's going to sting a little bit. The sting comes from, again, uncertainty. What do you say?
It does come from uncertainty because we get complacent, we get comfortable. We, like you said, don't understand or don't know the unfamiliar.
Right.
So even if it's bad, sometimes we stay with the familiar. I'm in this domestic violence training right now. And one of the
mm-hmm.
things they're teaching us, you know, because my question is, why do people stay in an abusive relationship?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the answers is that they're comfortable. They don't know how it's going to be if they leave. This is bad, but it could be worse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, their finances are not where they should be. And even though they're getting beat upside the head, they're familiar with the abuser. So it is hard for them to make the adjustment, especially if they've been in it for a long time. And
mm-hmm.
they have children. And so they just
right.
stay with what's comfortable. that doesn't make sense to you or I, because we will settle that. But
right.
Someone who's been beat down in their mind and their emotions and physically, that's all they know, even though it's sad. I mean, it's a sad
right.
case, but it's true. And so
exactly.
If you're not one that would just take the leap of faith or just step out into the unknown or take a challenge,
mm-hmm.
you'll stay in that uncomfortable position, even if it's
you. You know, I yeah. And one of the things that I remember hearing, because, you know, with Hands of Comfort, you hear a lot, and they come in for our support
yeah.
groups. And a matter of fact, I'll be there tonight, as a matter of fact. But the whole thing being is that one girl said something that really stuck out to me. She said, people keep saying, why won't you leave? She said, but I know what the crazy is already. So I know the timing. I know when it's going to happen. I know how it's going to happen. I know how long it's going to last. So I can deal with that because my crazy, I already know my crazy. I'm comfortable with my crazy and what I want to be. And I looked at her and I said, you're comfortable with your crazy? How about if you get uncomfortable with your crazy?
Yeah.
And she looked at me and she said, I never thought of it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, again, it's because the pattern of what they've been dealing with, they know, like she said, she knew how long it was going to last. She knew that there was a certain period that he would do what he's going to do. I mean, not down to even after the physical beating, she knows the next step is he's going to say sorry. The next step is it's going to be sexual. The next thing
yeah,
is he's going to fall asleep on top of her, and she lays there to make sure he's completely asleep so that he doesn't go and abuse the children. Once he sleeps, she said, I would roll him off of me, and while he's snoring, I would get in a corner and I would cry after I made sure my kids were okay. So we understand that, but the funny thing was she finally said, she said, it had to have been God that told me to call your number. I don't even know who you are or how I even got the number. So our listening public out there, I want you to know that there's a phone number you can call 24 hours a day, 702-683-6373. You'll get a human being. Again, that number is 702-683-6373. That's one of our partners. And the key is it's not just for physical abuse. It's for anything that's traumatic to you. Thinking anything that's traumatic to you, the loss of a job, the loss of a home, can't pay your rent, there may be something we can port you in a direction. Again, getting back to this, again, she said to me, and when it just really came back to me, that I know my crazy, and as long as I know my crazy, I know what to expect. That's amazing to me. That's crazy.
Amazing. I'm going to be praying for her.
Oh, she's doing well now.
Yeah.
She's doing
oh,
well.
Oh, praise God.
But
praise
yeah.
God.
So the other thing is too. I took all of this text from and this thought pattern. I went and looked at the scriptures, and it's in Romans 9, and it says move when God says move. And then it also says, whether the clouds stay over the tabernacle for 2 days or a month or a year, move. Get up and make a move. And as I was saying, speaking of her, it took a while for her to really realize that even though the crazy was familiar, it still was unfamiliar to your body, you know, because you become numb is what we call, she said it was. And now she said she can handle it. She realizes that she can handle being alone and how the escape that we had to take her, help her with. But the fact is still, to move out of that position, she said it was more scary to move than to stay in it. You know, even when she thought about taking the move, speaking of the class that you're talking about, the move is more scary because, like she said, I didn't know. Say it may be 2 months and everything seems okay, I won't see him. She said, but if in the event I do see him, I would actually go ahead and, she said, I would feel paralyzed, immediately paralyzed. And that is the thing that made the difference. But in looking at her children, and I, you know, the thing we always talk about, Those demons that you don't fight here on earth right now, know that the next generation, what you've shown them is okay to be done to them. They carry it through to the next generation and the next generation. But we're here to say that we are casting off generational curses like that. And we will teach you how to do that. You have Destined for Glory Ministries. We can teach you there. Or you can call us at Hands of Comfort Foundation, and we'll point you in the direction for it. We'll get you the help. But the thing is, you have to extend your hand for us to initiate it. You can also, again, call us at Hands of Comfort, 513-602-9154. And Lady Kathy, give them the number at the church for you as well.
Destined for Glory World Outreach Ministry. Excuse me. And that phone number is 702-364-5679. And the address is 6037 South Rainbow Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89118.
And again, everyone out there that's listening, and again, you know, Lady Kathy, you know I can track them and I can see them, so I know they're listening. And First Ladies Blog Talk Radio is for First Ladies, too. It's going on in the church. There are some of you that are out there that are going through such abuse, physically, sexually, mentally, and most of all, spiritually. We're here for you. You've got the numbers. Use them. You've got the number here at the station. Use it. We're here every Monday and Friday, 10 a.m. to 10:30 Pacific time. We make ourselves available, especially to First Ladies, because we ourselves, Lady Kathy and myself, sitting in these seats, we know our plight. We know that we are able to hold a real good secret. But the difference in that is that a lot of First Ladies are dying. They're dead men walking. Dead women walking. If you decide you want to live the abundant life that God says you're supposed to have, we are two women that are very, very transparent, so you can see the scars, see the bruises, but also know the healing.
Absolutely.
They say that women can't get together. Exactly. They say women can't get together. Yes, we can. And in our Yes, We Can, you have two numbers. Again, we're going to say it again. Hands of Comfort Foundation, 702-683-6373, 24-hour line. Lady Kathy, give your phone number, just your phone number, one more time.
And that's 702-364-5679.
One more time.
702-364-5679.
And that just lets you know that if God is pushing us to talk, to have this conversation, I say to you, ready, set, go. When God says move, move now. Again, this is First Ladies Blog Talk Radio, and I tell you, I am so happy that we have this time every week, twice a week, Monday and Friday, that we're available to you. First Ladies, open up your mouth. You don't need, when you call us, you don't have to say your name. I'll say the phone number, or if you want me not to say the phone number, as soon as I say call, or just say don't say the phone number, because we know that other people could probably know your phone number. But again, if you want to be able to get the help that you need and be able to have women that will stand with you, because there's a few of us, quite a few of us that are standing together. Lady Kathy are the voices that you hear, myself and Lady Kathy, but we have a legion of women, a legacy of women that will come and stand at your side as well. Well, Lady Kathy, let me hear a little bit from you today on just, you know, about the class and the days that we're doing the class so that we can get that completed as well.
Well, right now we're on our second day of the class, and that's tonight. Saturday, we did the 6 hours, I believe, it was 6 hours. And then today, we're in the domestic violence training, actually, for certification. And to know the signs and the symptoms of domestic violence. And tonight is the second leg of that, and that's going to be 5:30 to 9 at Chase Smith.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last leg is on Wednesday, from 5:30 to 9, also at Safe Nest. and it's for the First Ladies. They did this special one for the First Ladies so that we could be educated in our churches.
Exactly.
And be a resource for victims of domestic violence. So it's an awesome program. It's free and very, very, very informative. There are
exactly.
I don't know anybody who doesn't know or have been a victim of domestic violence.
Mm-hmm.
And it's definitely
yeah.
in my family in several different ways. But
right.
it's necessary that we now get the tools that we need to help people who are in that situation to let them know
exactly.
that they're kind of crazy. They're kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be comfortable. They can get
exactly.
with
exactly.
crazy, you know?
Yeah.
So it's an awesome program. I applaud Faith Nest for taking the time out to train us.
Exactly. Well, I'll tell you, this is First Ladies Blog Talk Radio. This is the end of our show. But again, our sponsors, Hands of Comfort Foundation, which is a nonprofit organization dealing with anything that is traumatic to you. 702-683-6373. And Lady Kathy, you can tell us about your ministry one more time.
Our ministry is Glory World Outreach Ministries. It is a nonprofit church. Nonprofit on my brain right now. Safe Nest is nonprofit. That's what I was thinking about. But it's a non-denominational ministry. And we believe in the movement of the Holy Spirit and the Godhead. That's the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And so you're welcome to come. Our services are Sunday, 11 a.m., and Wednesday night at 7 p.m. is our Bible study.
Yes.
So come on out and join us.
Well, I tell you what, as usual, all we do is we set the tone and we allow God to direct us. First Ladies, we're calling you out again. It's a clarion call that we can actually help you get through whatever you're going through, but thrive on the other side. We don't want to just survive. We want to thrive. Again, if you'd like to join us, we're here every Monday and Friday. We're here from 10 a.m. to 10:30 Pacific Time. Join us here. The phone number 347-324-5730. We love you so much. It ain't a thing you can do about it. Join us. Thank you to my co-host. I love you, I love you, I love you, and I'll be talking
to you. I love
you
more.
As the kids say, no, I love you to infinity with a cherry on top. Beat that.
I can't beat that.
I will call you in about maybe 5 or 10 minutes. I need to speak with you as well. God bless. Have an amazing day.
All right. Bye-bye.